If there's one thing that all of us need more of, it's faith. And faith is what we're going to be talking about today on the program. We do want to welcome you to the broadcast. It's great to have you listening, and we appreciate so much you're taking some time out of your day to follow along with us and study from the Word of God. So we ask you right now to open up in your Bible to Luke chapter 17. We're going to begin in Luke chapter 17, verse 5, and we ask you this morning to read along with us and to participate in this broadcast by putting your thoughts and your mind and your hearts into what we're going to be talking about. So in Luke chapter 17, verse 5, let's begin. The Bible says, "And the apostles said unto the Lord, Increase our faith." Now, who is it that is asking this question or making this request? Well, it's the apostles. Now, that might seem like an unlikely camp of people or group of people to be asking that kind of thing of the Lord. Because after all, these are 12 men who have been specially chosen by Jesus Christ. They have been specially trained by Him. Nobody else was able to be with Jesus more and get closer to Him than these 12 men. Nobody else heard as much teaching from Jesus Christ as these apostles. And not only that, the Bible shows that these apostles were already given the Holy Spirit. Now, they received more of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2, but even during the personal ministry of Jesus Christ, the apostles did have a measure of the Holy Spirit, and they were able to work miracles. The Bible shows that they healed the sick, they raised the dead, and they cast out demons. So this is the group that we're talking about. The Bible doesn't say that there were some unfaithful people, some non-believing people that came to Jesus and said, "Increase our faith." It doesn't say that there were some half-hearted people who came to Jesus and said, "Well, we need more faith." It's the apostles. And of course, what we have to remember is that the apostles were human beings. They were men just like the rest of us. And they needed faith in general, just like all the rest of us do. Sometimes people have the wrong impression about the Holy Spirit in the Bible. In Bible times, when people had the Holy Spirit to the degree that they were able to work these miracles, that didn't mean that they didn't have to put forth effort. That didn't mean that their personal salvation was absolutely secured without any kind of participation on their part whatsoever. As a matter of fact, what you find in the Bible is that these apostles several times needed to look at their lives and they needed more faith. There was a time when they were in the boat, and it was when Jesus calmed the stormy sea. And the Bible says that Jesus looked at them in Luke 8:25 when all that was happening, when they saw the storms and the waves and they were frightened. Jesus said plainly, "Where is your faith?" They needed more trust. They needed more faith at that time. And even after Jesus had been with them for about 3.5 years, the Bible says in John chapter 16, verse 30, that finally they said, "Now we believe. Now we are sure that you're really the one." Jesus said, "Do you believe?" Jesus is pointing out that it's one thing to say that you believe, but it's another thing to actually do it. And he shows them in John chapter 16, verses 30 through 32, that they didn't have quite the level of faith that they thought that they did. But here at least, they're aware of the fact that they need more faith. You know, just because they have the Holy Spirit and they're able to work all these miracles did not make them arrogant. They didn't become prideful. They didn't become self-righteous and say, "Well, we're the apostles of Jesus. We're the chosen 12. We have the Holy Spirit. So why do we need more faith? Why do we need to grow? We've reached about as high a level as we possibly can." They never said that, did they? They were very aware of the need for growth in their lives, especially in the area of faith. So you really have to hand it to them. You really have to respect and appreciate these men for being honest enough to look at their lives and say, "I need more faith." You see, sometimes that's the problem today. You will have situations where people need more faith, but unless a person realizes that and is honest about it, then he's not going to make any effort to go forward and to try to develop more faith in his life. And here the Bible says that these apostles did realize that, and they do want more faith. And they ask the Lord, "Lord, increase our faith." And that is a great prayer to pray today, folks. There are two passages that I believe would go well together in our personal prayers. One of them is in Mark chapter 9, verse 24, and this regards the father of a demon-possessed child. And Jesus told him that if he could believe, all things were possible to him that believes. And that's when the father of this child said, "Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief." And that seems like a contradiction at first. It seems like he's saying two different things. It almost appears like he's saying, "Well, I believe, but I don't believe." Well, the truth is, folks, that this man was human. And he's saying, "I do believe, but there's a part of me where there's some doubt, perhaps. There's a part of me where I question things. There's a part of me that needs to accept and needs to trust more." And I believe that that's true of all of us. I believe that it's simple for us to sometimes say, "Well, I believe. Yes, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the scriptures," and so forth. But at the same time, when we're in a situation where we're tempted, where we're pressured, where we're anxious about something, then our faith is put on the line. It is really tested. And sometimes we can really relate to what this man was saying. "Lord, I believe, but there's a side of me that really doesn't trust like I should, and I'm admitting that. So, Lord, I do believe, but I want you to help my unbelief." Now, the apostles, on the other hand, have the Holy Spirit. They do believe in Jesus Christ. There's no doubt about that. They know that he is the Son of God. But they want more faith. And they say to the Lord, "Increase our faith." So I believe it would be a good thing for all of us in our prayers to say, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief," and to say also, "Lord, increase my faith." So God has mercy on our lack of faith, and he helps us to believe if we sincerely want to believe. The Lord does help us. Yes, faith is a choice. Faith is something that you do. It is a personal decision. But there are things the Lord teaches us. There are things the Lord does to help us to believe and to have more faith. You say, "Well, what is he saying in the rest of this passage then, beginning in verse 6? What do these things have to do with this request?" Now remember, the apostles say, "Lord, increase our faith." Now here's how Jesus responds. In verse 6, the Lord said, "If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine," that is sycamore tree, "Be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you." Now, of course, Jesus is using a figure here. He's using an illustration. And you'll remember that several times in the Bible, Jesus talks about moving mountains, saying to this mountain, "Be cast into the sea," and so forth. Well, of course, what's obvious about this is that a mustard seed does not literally have faith. You have to have a mind. You have to have a heart to truly, literally have faith. So what does that tell you about verse 6? That tells you that verse 6 is an illustration. It's a symbol. It's figurative language to help us to understand the point that Jesus is making. Well, what is that point? I believe that at least this is involved. A mustard seed just does what it's supposed to do. It never questions God, doesn't have the ability to question God. But what we find is that a mustard seed does exactly what it's supposed to do. A mustard seed accomplishes great things even though it's very, very small. So if there's a connection to verses 7 through 10 in what Jesus is about to say here in the next few verses, if verses 5 and 6 are connected to verses 7 through 10, then perhaps this is it. Faith means just doing what God says, without expecting him to thank you, without the praise of men, and without feeling like you've done something great. What we find is that faith in the Bible is just taking God at his word and doing what God has said. And it appears that that is at least one of the lessons that Jesus is talking about here. If you want to have more faith, then what you simply need to do is to obey God's commandments. Do what he tells you. Don't question, don't doubt, just go forward and do it. Just like Abraham did in the Old Testament. When God told him to get out of the land of his fathers in Genesis 12, he did exactly that. When he told him in Genesis chapter 15 that he was going to have these descendants and that those descendants would be his own flesh and blood, Abraham believed that. And in Genesis chapter 22, when God told Abraham to offer his own son Isaac, the Bible says that Abraham did that. And he did that without questioning. He did that without wavering, according to Romans chapter 4. So that's an excellent example of a man who simply did what God said. And what I'm saying here this morning is that if we want to increase our faith, then we simply need to do what God has said. And by doing what God has said, without any question, without any doubt, without hesitation, just trusting in God and doing what He has said, and certainly not arguing with God and arguing with the Scriptures, then that is going to increase our faith. Now, there are other ways to increase your faith, of course. There are other things that we can do to have more faith. The Bible says in Romans 10, verse 17, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if you want to have more faith, one of the things that you can do is to read the Bible more. So the more that we read the Bible, the more faith we ought to have. And the less that we read the Bible, the less faith that we're going to have. And obviously, we can increase our faith by looking at the creation. The Bible says that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Psalm 19, verse 1. So the more that we behold this creation, and think about the Creator, think about the God who made all this and who sustains all this, that is a faith-building exercise. It's going to increase our faith. Those truths about faith and increasing our faith are taught in other passages. But here in Luke chapter 17, evidently the point beginning in verse 7 is that if you want to increase your faith, when you find out what God tells you to do, just go ahead and do it. Beginning in verse 7, Jesus said, "But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by when he has come from the field, Go sit down to meat, and will not rather say unto him, Make ready wherewith I may sup and gird thyself, and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink? Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not, that is, I don't think so. The Bible says in verse 10, So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, We are unprofitable servants, we have done that which was our duty to do. Of course, the word unprofitable right here does not mean worthless. It does not mean bad. But what he's saying is there is nothing really special or extra about what this servant did. It was his duty. And so it is with us. We do not earn the favor of God. His mercy has to be extended first. And God does not need anything from us. He doesn't need us waiting on Him. And God certainly is not going to thank us just because we have done what we're supposed to do. This is a teaching about being humble, and it's a teaching also about increasing our faith through our obedience. And so when you look at faith in the Bible, true Bible faith leads to obedience, and that obedience in turn produces even more faith. Well, tomorrow we're going to be talking about another great subject, and that is the topic of gratitude or being thankful. And let us say that we're thankful that you've joined us today. We appreciate so much your being a part of the broadcast, and we hope that you have a great rest of the day.